small schools will need help to stay open. Directors told to adapt if they want to survive. Education authorities fear many small primary and secondary schools in outlying areas will be forced to close as their annual intake of pupils continues to dwindle. The Secretary General of the Office of the Basic Education Commission, Chinnapat Pumrat, said yesterday it might be necessary to increase the budgets of these schools and give directors a free hand to develop policies to attract pupils. Mr. Chinnapat said the number of schools with fewer than 120 pupils had risen dramatically since 1993, from 10,741 to 14,056 last year. That means almost half of the schools under OBEC's supervision, about 45%, were regarded as small schools, many of them struggling to keep within their budgets. Mr. Chinnapat said one reason for fewer enrollments was the decreasing birth rate around the country. Better transport systems had also made it easier for parents to send their children to urban schools, which they believe have higher teaching standards. So these countryside schools can only sit and watch their situation deteriorate, he said. If the problem is left unsolved, investment in state education will be affected. Studies in many countries have shown that schools with successful investment potential must have between 300 and 400 pupils at the primary level and between 400 and 500 at the secondary level. Research has also found the learning capabilities of students varied with the size of a school. Students in schools with fewer than 495 students tend to have lower learning efficiency than those in schools with between 495 and 2,000 students. Schools with fewer than 300 pupils encountered higher administrative costs than those with a larger number. Mr. Chinnapat said OBEC planned to solve the problem of falling enrollments at small schools by working closely with school directors who have a, quote-unquote, strong urge to improve standards. They will get additional funding and will be allowed to freely design their own development plans, he said. Despite concern over their plight, Mr. Chinnapat said he was optimistic about improving small schools. 2 years ago, he said, Payuha Wittiakan School in Nakhon Sawan, which had seen its enrollment drop to 90, joined up with a nearby school facing a similar problem. They successfully merged classes for students at the same level. Mr. Chinnapat warned school directors who ignored the problem that OBEC would not shut down their schools but, quote-unquote, let society decide whether the schools should be closed.